ଏସବ ସିଦ୍ଧାନ୍ତ ଗୁଡ଼ କହିତେ ନା ଜୁଆୟ ନା କହିଲେ କେହ ଏହାର ଅନ୍ତ ନାହିଁ ପାଏ। ଅଲ୍ ଦିଜ୍ କନ୍କ୍ଲୁଜନ୍ସ ଆର୍ ଅନ୍ଫିଟ୍ ଟୁ ଡିସ୍କ୍ଲୋଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ପବ୍ଲିକ୍, ବଟ୍ ଇଫ୍ ଦେ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ଡିସ୍କ୍ଲୋଜ୍ ନୋ ୱାନ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଦେମ୍। ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆଇ ସେ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚରିତାମୃତ ଇଜ୍ ପୋଷ୍ଟ ଗ୍ରାଜୁଏଟ୍ ଷ୍ଟଡି ଆଜ୍ ମାଇ ବିଲୋଭେଡ୍ ଗୁରୁ ମହାରାଜ ସେଜ୍। ସୋ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ଷ୍ଟେଟେଡ୍ ହିୟର୍ ଅଲ୍ ଦିଜ୍ କନ୍କ୍ଲୁଜନ୍ସ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ଅନ୍ଫିଟ୍ ଟୁ ଡିସ୍କ୍ଲୋଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ପବ୍ଲିକ୍। ପବ୍ଲିକ୍ଲି ଇଟ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ବି ଡିସ୍କ୍ଲୋଜ୍ଡ। ଦୋଜ୍ ଆର୍ ଆଡ଼ଭାନ୍ସଡ୍ ବୈଷ୍ଣବର୍ସ, ଦୋଜ୍ ଆର୍ ଇନ୍ ଭାବ ଷ୍ଟେଜ୍, ଅଲ୍ ଦିଜ୍ କନ୍କ୍ଲୁଜନ୍ସ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ସବ୍ଜେକ୍ଟ ମ୍ୟାଟର୍ ଇଜ୍ discussed among them. General people or public cannot understand it, understand, because they are not so purified, their heart is not so purified. But here Kaviraj Goswami says, but if they are not disclosed, no one will understand them, so that must be disclosed. ଅତଏବ କହି କିଛୁ କରି ଆ ନିଗୁଢ଼ ବୁଝିବେ ରସିକ ଭକ୍ତ ନା ବୁଝିବେ ମୂଢ଼। ଦେନ୍ କବିରାଜ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ ସେ ଦେୟାରଫୋର୍ ଆଇ ଶାଲ୍ ମେନ୍ସନ୍ ଦେମ୍ ରିଭିଲିଂ ଓନ୍ଲି ଦେୟାର ଏସେନ୍ସ ସୋ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଲଭିଂ ଡିଭୋଟିଜ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଦେମ୍ ବଟ୍ ଫୁଲ୍ସ ୱିଲ୍ ନଟ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ। ତେଣୁ କବିରାଜ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ କହୁଛନ୍ତି ଏନିୱାନ୍ was captured Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu in his heart will become blissful by hearing all these transcendental conclusions. Semanu Pain, here Chaitanya Srila Kaviraj Goswami says, those who are very dear to Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, those who have captured Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda in their hearts, they will get pleasure in hearing all these transcendental conclusions. Otherwise, others cannot get pleasure in it. You understand? So, we see also, I was saying that day about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a great learned Vedic scholar. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he couldn't understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, whereas his brother-in-law Gopinath Acharya could, because Gopinath Acharya was a great devotee, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not a devotee. He was first an empiric philosopher, but when he got the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he could understand it clearly. And he became a very dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya. You understand? That we see. The same thing Srila Kaviraj Goswami says here. Anyone who has captured Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu in his heart will become blissful by hearing all these transcendental conclusions. This is most important. This is most important. Unless you get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, you cannot understand it. Their mercy is required. And another thing is that ବିନା ଗୌରପ୍ରିୟ ପାଦ ସେବା Vedadi Dusprapya Padam Vidanti. That Prabhupada Saraswati Path says. How to get the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu? You understand? How to get? Vinna Gaurapriya Pada Sevan. Vedadi Dusprapya Padam Vidanti. This is stated. If you cannot get the mercy of the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you understand, you cannot approach Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? The first thing is to approach a dear devotee of Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You understand? If you will get His mercy, then you will get Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, then you will get Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is the process. Then you can understand this tattva, jugala pira, Radha Krishna tattva. Krupa Raghunatha pade hoiva akuti, kobe hamo bujhavo se. Jugala pira, that we sing, isn't it? Nartam Das, Thakur's son. Rupa Raghunatha pade hoiva akuti kobe amo bujhavo se jugala pirati. Rupa and Raghunath Goswami, they are very dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Isn't it? We sing Tada Rupam Dadati Sopada.
Sri Chaitanya
Manavishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sang Rupam Kada Mayam Dadati Sopadanti. That we sing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Manavishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale. Who is he? He is Rupa Goswami. You understand? You can't understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manovhishta. The desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows the best. Knows the best. The desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Srila Rupa Goswami. Do you understand? Chaitanya manovhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale. Svayam rupa kadamayam dadanti sabha. Then we pray to that Rupa Goswami. When he will be kind enough to me, when he will shower his blessings on me, out of his mercy, when he will put his feet on my head, when I could get the dust from the feet of Rupa Goswami, then I can understand the Radha Krishna Tattva, Gaura Tattva. Radha Krishna Tattva is Gaura Tattva. Because Gauranga is Radha and Krishna united. You understand? Milita Tano. Radha and Krishna united. Is Gauranga. If you can understand Gauranga, Gaura Tattva, then you can understand Radha Krishna Tattva. You understand? Dehabhedam gata uthav. Radha is Shakti, Krishna is Shaktiman. Do you know Shaktiman, Shakti? No. Why no? Shakti, energy. You understand? In English, it said energy. Radha is energy. Isn't it? Shakti. And Krishna? Energetic. Shaktiman. This is the word. Shakti, Shaktiman. You understand? in Radha and Krishna, you'll find the Shakti and Shaktiman. Two, Radha and Krishna, Shakti and Shaktiman. Do you understand? But the philosophy is Shakti Shaktiman Abhinna, isn't it? The energy and energetic, there is no difference between energy and energetic, they are one. Shakti Shaktiman Abhinna. The example is given. Do you know the example? How Shakti and Shaktiman is abhinna. Energy and energetic are non-different, they are one. But bhinna. They are non-different, but also different. Non-different, but different. This is inconceivable. Achintya. Inconceivable. How there is difference and no difference. Achintya veda veda tattva. You understand? One cannot separate Shakti from Shaktiman. Isn't it? Can you? One cannot. They cannot be separated. Not all separated. You understand? The example is given. The sun and its heat or light. Murgamado antargundho. Do you know Murgamado? A very scented thing. A type of deer. They are known as what deer? Kasturi Murga. A type of deer. They are known as Kasturi Murga. Do you understand? And that Kasturi is a very scented thing. Then it is in the navel region of that deer. You understand? That Kasturi. We say Murgamada. Another name is Murgamada. So Murgamada and Gandha. Its smell, very nice fragrance, very good smell, fragrance. Can you separate it from Murgamada? You cannot separate. Can you? No, cannot be separated. You understand? As they are, non-separated. Similarly, Shakti and Shaktima. You understand? They cannot be separated. But deha bhedam gato to. But we will see two bodies. One Radha, one is Krishna. They are not separated, but we will find two vigrahas, deities, Radha and Krishna, separated. Why? Deha bhedam gato to, there are two bodies. Deha bhedam, deha means body. Why? Lila rasa aswadite dhare dui rupa. It is written in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Lila rasa aswadite dhare dui rupa. You understand? Lila means pastimes. You know this. Wars. How can you voice now? Lila means pastimes in English. Lila rasa aswadite dhare dui rupa. There are some melodies. You understand? Lila rasa aswadite dhare dui rupa. To test the melodies of his transcendental pastimes. So there are two bodies, Radha and Krishna. You understand?
Maharaj,
Radha Kunda, Shyama Kunda. What do you say?
Somebody told me that.
Radha Kunda, Shyama Kunda.
Yes.
They are the kundas, the ponds, tanks, very dear. Where Radharani was bathing in Radha Kunda or Shyama. That Krishna was bathing in Shyama Kunda. They are side by side, two kundas in Vrindavan.
There is a connection between them.
Yes, connection. That's all right. Because as Radha, there is Radha and Krishna. Similar those two kundas, tanks, ponds. Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda. Those who can take path, fortunate enough, can take path, they can get the mercy of Radharani and Krishna. You understand? But it's not an easy thing to take bath there. It is an ordinary bath. An ordinary person may take bath, but he cannot get. You should be endowed with that bath. One who is a very dear devotee, very elevated devotee, Vaishnava. Krishna Bhakta. Dear devotee of Radha and Krishna, he can get benefit by bathing. You understand? Otherwise, others cannot. They think as a mere water, mere pond or tank like that. How can they get? Yes?
What I was told was that Radha and Krishna, they appear as this Radha and the Shyama. So that they can merge into each other.
Yes, they merge each other when Gauranga came. Radha and Kunda, Radha and Shyam, Krishna, one body, isn't it? Here you'll find in the center, Bhubaneswar center, Prabhupada, my beloved spiritual master, says there will be three altars. One is Gaur Nitai, then middle one is Krishna Balaram, then other one is Jagannath Balabhadra Subhadra. You understand? So many ask this question. How is it? In all ISKCON centers in the world, there is Radha and Krishna, but here is no Radha. How is it? There is no Radha? I say, why is there no Radha? There is Gauranga, this Radha is there. Gauranga appeared assuming Radha Bhav. Isn't it? If you find Gauranga, then you can know how Radha is there. Gauranga means major percent is Radha, minor percent is Krishna. Isn't it? As Radharani was feeling the pangs of separation and was crying for Krishna, similar. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying for Krishna. This is Radha, isn't it? Himself has said, Gauranga nahe moro radhanga sparsana, Gopendra sukha vinna teho na sparse anya jana. You understand? Gauranga nahe moro radhanga sparsana, Gopendra sukha vinna teho na sparse anya jana. Tar bhave bhavito kori atman, tave nija madhurya kori aswada. You understand? No worry.
No, no Bengali.
No, you know English?
No.
No. Gauranga nahe mor Radhanga Sparsana. Mahaprabhu himself says, my body is not Gauranga. It is not body of Gauranga. Radhanga Sparsana. The Radharani's body. Himself says. You understand? So, who can touch this body? Gopendra Sutta Vina Tehona Asparsanya Jana. Gopendra Sutta. The son of the king of Gopa. That means Krishna. Only Krishna can touch this body. Nobody else than Krishna can touch this body. You understand? Gopendra Sutta Vina Tehona Asparsanya Jana. So if you can find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can you say there is no Radha? Can you? You can't say that there is no Radha. Already there is Radha. If Chaitanya is there is Radha. So yesterday we are discussing Vraja Parchanti, speak something in Oriya. That's Gauranga, it's superior. Therefore, it is stated that there may be Radha Govind, but if there will be no Gaura Govind, we won't go there. You understand it? You can't understand. There may be Radha Govind, but if there will be no Gaura Govind, we won't go there. It's very, very confidential thing. It's perfect. You understand? Shyam Sundar and Gaura Sundar. You understand? Shyam Sundar and Gaura Sundar. Gaura Sundar is Shyam Sundar himself. Shyam Sundar himself becomes Gaura Sundar. Isn't it? Same one. Is there any difference? Any difference? What is difference? What do you know? Tell me.
According to his permission, and as Gaura is a Krishna, but it's Radha. Gaura.
Gaura.
Yes, Gaura means Krishna, but it's Radha Bhava. So Gaura Sundar is Shyama Sundar. Shyama is Krishna himself, but Gaura Sundar, Gaura means, in other words, Radha.
That's all right, but my point is different. My point is different. Shyam Sundar and Gaura Sundar. You can understand its tattva if I give you one very simple example. Have you seen mango?
Yes.
Mango. Ripe mango or green mango? What have you seen?
Now I'm seeing the green.
Green mango? No ripe mango? You just think of these two types of mangoes, green mango and a ripe mango. Green mango looks green. Ripe mango looks yellow. You understand? What is the difference between green mango and ripe mango? The color is different. It's green, it is yellow. So Shyam Sundar means blue, green, and Gaura Sundar means yellow. Color differs, isn't it? The same mango. What is the difference between green mango and ripe mango? That is green, it is ripened. It is tasty, very sweet. That's never sweet. You understand? Similarly, the Shyam Sundar and Gaura Sundar, the same difference. Shyam Sundar means unripe. It is not ripened. Gaura Sundar means ripened. You understand? Shyam Sundar means green. The rasa or mellow is not ripened. Here rasa or mellow is ripened, sweet. Gaura Sundar. You understand? So it is yellow, that's green. So if there is no Gaura Sundar, or Gaura Govinda, so mellow is not ripened. You understand? There may be Shyam Radha Govinda, the mellow is green and ripened. This is the difference. You understand Nruhari now? And therefore we say, there may be Radha Govinda, but if there is no Gaura Govinda, we won't go there. Because mellow is not ripened.